It's Tuesday and welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me. I hope your week is going well so far. And as we continue on now with our topic of alignment, moving on from Sunday's teaching where we looked at high vibrational energy and low vibrational energy, it really just is a reminder that moving into alignment with ourselves and into alignment with our desires is something that we are looking to feel, not achieve as such. It's about feeling good, because when we feel good, we're more in touch with our natural and real true self. But just to remember that not to be putting yourself under pressure, because over our lifetime, over a day, we can move in and out of alignment, because certain things trigger us or upset us or make us anxious or stress us, that will take us out. The whole purpose of what we're learning about today is, or about over this month, I should say, and today, is about how to move into alignment, and then how to, when we're out of alignment, have those little techniques to get yourself back in. And generally, it's through feeling good. And if you look below this teaching today, there is a lovely picture I saw on Instagram yesterday, and it just was like what it feels like to be in alignment. And this woman has her head closed, her eyes closed, her head back, and all this beautiful energy swirling around her. And when I saw it, I was like, that's exactly what it is. It's just a really feeling good space, but you're feeling so good, you're in tune with yourself. And I had a really interesting call yesterday with a client where, and she is at a later stage in her life and going through some health issues. And it really was just about how her health was affecting, her emotions were affecting her health with an issue that she was having. And I was saying to her, you know, you are in this later last phase of your life, and it's important for you to do those things that you really want to do. From saying the issue that she was having was how to say no more to people in her life in terms of feeling like she had to do things and feeling like she was afraid to do things. So she felt very anxious actually at the start of the call. And when we went through her reading and actually just looking at, okay, how can we make these situations a bit better? She said she felt lighter. And what she was really doing there is I was asking her questions of saying, okay, if you didn't have to worry about the consequences or the person or the situation outside of it, what would you want for yourself? And she was very clear on what she wanted, but then got anxious. So these are the things that we're all dealing with on a day-to-day basis that can take us out of alignment. But feeling good is what brings us back in. So with that chart that I did on Sunday and the teaching around it, it's about one way of looking at how to bring your energy back. And I also posted on Instagram yesterday a quote saying, progress, not perfection. And that's really it. We're never going to be in perfect mode 24/7. We might have good days, bad days. We might have a good week and three bad weeks after it. It doesn't matter. As I was saying to you with the chart on Sunday about going up, if you're going to go from number 20 on the chart to number 40, that's progression. And it's about those little steps, taking those steps, appreciating the steps you're taking. And as I wrote yesterday, appreciating yourself for taking those steps. But as we move into the feeling good space, that's where the magic can start to actually happen. That's where, when we're clearing out the space for us, and when we're feeling connected to ourselves, and when we're feeling really good, the magic can kind of show up. Because what's happening then is we're vibrating at such a beautiful level that all of a sudden we start to see different things in our life. We're like, oh, look at that thing that just happened, or oh, that thing showed up, or oh, that other thing showed up. They're called synchronicities or signs, things that are, you know, aligned with what your desires are. You might be thinking about something and it literally shows up in front of you. Now, what's interesting is when you're out of alignment with yourself, that thing has probably showed up right in front of your face 20, 40, 50 times. But because your own energy might be distracted or not, you know, in a good place, you mightn't see those things. This is why when we're feeling the Zen energy, it feels like everything's falling into place. But the difference is we're noticing it because we are feeling better. So we have the clarity of mind, the clarity of the clear energy to be able to tap in to seeing those signs. So they are things that will start to show up for you. And then the other thing that's going to start to show up for you is your own inner voice. Your inner voice is there all of the time. It's the one thing that never leaves you, and it's the one thing that never leads you astray. And one of the things that's important for me when I read for people is I get them to connect in with their own inner voice, what they need, what steps they're going to take, what is the next route for them. And all of us have to be able to listen to our own guidance, because it's the best guidance we will ever get. But again, when the space is not clear or our energy is vibrating quite low, we won't actually hear it or listen enough to connect in with it. So as you move into a feeling good space, you're going to see the signs, you're going to see the synchronicities, you're going to feel like, wow, it's like a bit of a twilight zone. Things are like landing in front of me. And you're also going to start to hear your own intuitive voice. So this is really, really, really clear now around what you need to look to do. So I'll give you an example of this, and this just happened to me the other day. So I was looking at two things actually happened to me. So I've been thinking again in my mind around my fertility path and what I was going to do on that. As I've shared before, it's something I've been doing over the last couple of years, and I've taken like a 6 or 7 month break from everything. And I just started to have like very, you know, deeper thoughts about it and looking at what the next steps are going to be for me. And about 4 or 5 months ago in February, myself and my friend visited St. Bridget's Well in Kildare here in Ireland. And it's a beautiful well. And St. Bridget is all around fertility, around family and around creativity. It's a beautiful space if you ever get to go. There's a few St. Bridget's Well around Ireland, but the one in Kildare is just really, they're all very special. There's the one closer to us that we went to. And on the day, I wrote my intentions out and I placed my intentions in the water. And when I, in the well, and when I took them out of the well, they were almost dry. Like normally if you put a piece of paper into water, it's dripping and soaking. So I was thinking, God, this water is really magical. So my friend said, I'm going to take some of the well water and I'll like share it with you when we go back to my apartment. So I said, great. So she took the well water with her, went back to her apartment. And of course, I completely and utterly forgot about going off. Or taking the water with me, and off I went home. So that was back in February, and we haven't seen each other since the any of the coronavirus stuff, and I actually completely forgot about that water. But when we left there, actually on the day, sorry, this is another synchronicity that, or sign that came up. When we went, a few weeks before we'd gone to St. Bridget's Well, it was at the start of Lent, isn't it? God, I'm going to get this wrong. And St. Bridget's Cross is a thing here in Ireland that it represents Lent. I think I'm going to say that right. And I'm forgetting all my religious stuff from being in school. But my mum had painted me a picture of St. Bridget's Cross. And she gave it to me. And I put it in the back of my car. So when myself and my friend got to St. Bridget's Well, I lifted up my coat. And the St. Bridget's Cross picture that my mum had painted flew out. I had put my coat and that picture in the back of my car 3 weeks previous to this visit to St. Bridget's Well and forgot all about it. And myself and my friend were like, I was like, oh my God, that like wrapped St. Bridget's Well, and literally the Bridget's Cross came, St. Bridget's Cross came out. So that was the first thing. So anyway, we're fast forwarding now to last week. So I was thinking about all of this fertility stuff, and I haven't talked to friends or family about it because I've decided, you know, whatever I'm going to do now, I'm just going to go on this path myself and just not talk about it. Really just to kind of keep my head clear, okay? So I was having all these thoughts and whatever, and I went out, and when I came back, it was my birthday on Thursday, and this was last Wednesday, this same friend of mine said, I'm after leaving a birthday present at your door, I couldn't stay, so it's at your door, I'm just letting you know it's outside. And I went outside, and she'd left this beautiful big birthday present and a balloon, and beside it was a bottle with the St. Bridget's Well water in it. And to me, that was just such a sign, because I've been praying to St. Bridget since my time there. I do a meditation called Pathway to Bridget a lot, like at least once a week, and tune in all around this stuff. So to me, I was like, that's my sign. That's my complete sign that I'm like absolutely on the right track. Now, I've been in a really clear space in the last number of weeks and been doing a lot of work to keep me there. I've been doing a lot of classes myself that I attend and different things. So that's what happened. So the universe was like, knowing that I was in the right space, knowing that by me getting that water, I was going to realize that was a sign, instead of saying, oh, that was the thing that we were supposed to get a few months ago, and putting it away. So I know that was a rambling story, but these are the things. This is how the universe shows up to support your dreams and to support you and to show you where you're going, what is right for you on your path. But we've got to hear it and we've got to see it. And the only way we're going to be able to do that is by clearing the body, clearing the mind, connecting to ourselves, and really moving into a high vibrational state. Now, that situation helped me move into an even more high vibrational state, because I was like, that's my affirmation that I'm on the right track with some decisions that I made on that day with my husband. So it's very interesting, and it's just an interesting place to look at. And then on Friday, I was doing a class, which is all around your menstrual cycle and around fertility and all of that, and had this beautiful thing, and came downstairs, and there was another birthday present at my door from a friend who dropped in, but I couldn't go downstairs because I was at my class, and my husband took the present in, and she was after getting me a session of reflexology for my birthday. And when I went onto the girl's website, she did fertility reflexology, and I thought, oh my God, this is incredible. And I booked my appointment. So there were two things last week after I'd made a very firm decision around something that were showing up to support me. And that's what the universe wants to do. We spend a lot of time having difficulties and stresses, and we think that the universe is against us. We think that we have to be lucky. We have to be come from a certain family, look a certain way, have a certain amount of money, whatever it is, for life to be good. And it actually is not that case. We're all equal in every single way from a human perspective and a spiritual perspective. But it's about tuning into ourselves, and that is not an easy thing to do, by the way. So the fact that you are even signing up to It's Time For Me, you're listening to this audio now, you know, that's your sign, that's your synchronicity to say you're on the right path. So I just want you to think a little bit more about that today and see if there's any signs or synchronicities coming up for me. Please feel free to share them with me. I love to hear about them. And just try and focus on what needs to come in and allowing it to come in. Because one of the things as well is sometimes when we're looking for a sign, we look and look and look and we don't get it. I wasn't actually looking for a sign, but the minute that water showed up outside my house from St. Bridget, I was like, oh my God, she's speaking to me, you know, and that's how I felt. So I wish you a beautiful Tuesday, and I look forward to connecting with you really soon.